I'd like to welcome all our webcam or our web visitors as well today. The Epistle of James, unfortunately, was given a label by Martin Luther as an epistle of straw due to his belief about justification by faith alone. Reading Paul's epistle in Romans 3, verse 20 to 24, Romans 3, 20 to 24, we read the following. Therefore, by the deeds of the law, no flesh will be justified in his sight. For by the law is the knowledge of sin. But now the righteousness of God apart from the law is revealed, being witnessed by the law and the prophets. In a sense, that's like two witnesses. The law and the prophets are like two witnesses. Even the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ to all and on all who believe, for there is no difference. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Continuing in verse 26, to demonstrate at the present time his righteousness, that he might be just and the justifier of one who has faith in Jesus. Where is boasting then? It is excluded. By what law? Of works? No, by the law of faith. Therefore, we conclude that a man is justified by faith apart from the deeds of the law. Many will stop here in the current Christian world and incorrectly conclude, as did Luther, that Paul was stating that Christians do not have to keep the Ten Commandments of the Old Covenant, and that faith in Jesus Christ is all that is needed for salvation, that all they need to do is proclaim the name of Jesus Christ. They also read the following in Romans 5, and verse 18 to 21. Romans 5, 18, verse 21. 18 to 21. Therefore, as through one man's, Adam's, offense, judgment came to all men, resulting in condemnation, even through one man's, Christ's, righteousness act, the free gift came to all men, resulting in justification of life. For as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so also by one man's obedience many will be made righteous. Moreover, the law entered that offense might abound. But where sin abounded, grace abounded much more, so that as sin reigned in death, even so grace might reign through righteousness to eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Reading also what Paul wrote in Galatians 2, verse 16. Galatians 2, 16. Knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by faith in Jesus Christ. Even as we have believed in Christ Jesus, that we might be justified by faith in Christ and not by the works of the law. For by the works of the law, no flesh shall be justified. However, when we look in James 2, verse 14, I can find it. James 2:14. What does it profit, my brethren, if someone says he has faith but does not have works? Can faith save him? If a brother or sister is naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you says to them, depart in peace, be warmed and filled, but you do not give them the things which are needed for the body, what does it profit? Thus also faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. But someone will say, you have faith, and I have works. Show me your faith without your works, and I will show you my faith by my works. Continuing in verse 20. But do you want to know, O foolish man, that faith without works is dead? And in verse 24, You see, then, that a man is justified by works and not by faith only. Martin Luther contended that the Epistle of James contradicted Paul's writings, and that he wrote in 1522 that James has nothing of the nature of the gospel about it, because not that it was false, but that it did not proclaim the gospel of grace as directly as other books. Now, according to thegospelcoalition.org, Luther did not reject James from the canon. Instead, he placed it in a lower tier of New Testament books. Still scripture, but not as central as others. He grouped James with Hebrews, Jude, and Revelation at the end of his German translation of the New Testament to signal its secondary status. That is why he called it straw, yet kept it in the Bible. According to the National Catholic Register, Luther also questioned whether James was written by the Apostle James, which further lowered its authority in his mind. He believed true apostolic writings should clearly proclaim Christ and justification, end quote. And according to James Swan, an author of Alpha and Omega Ministries, Luther's feelings stem from his reaction to medieval churches' abuses, which often emphasize works, penance, and sacramental obligations. James's strong language about works seemed to support the very system Luther was protesting. Luther called James an epistle of straw because it did not proclaim the gospel of justification by faith as clearly as Paul. He doubted its apostolic origin, and he placed it in the secondary tier of New Testament books. So how do we, which on the surface explain what appears to be a contradiction in Scripture? From the UCG publication, The Book of James, an Epistle of Straw, dated May 16th, 2012, we read, quote, Jesus Christ expects actions, works, from us. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven, quoting from Matthew 7, verse 21. At the same time, Jesus is described as our merciful high priest, Hebrews 2, verse 17. Works and grace go together. James, a younger half-brother of Jesus, wrote his epistle in harmony with Jesus' actions and instructions. He not only wrote about works, as it says in James 2, verse 14 to 26, but addressed grace in James 4, verse 6, and Christ's compassionate and merciful nature, James 5, verse 11, end quote. We also note in Matthew 25, verses 14 to 30, of Christ's parable of the talents, that the servants were rewarded according to the works or the gain that they had acquired from the talents which they had been given. Action on their part was required to receive a reward. Inaction resulted in what had been given taken away. God requires action on our part in addition to faith. The saints of Hebrews 11 are mentioned in the faith chapter because of the actions that they took, which demonstrated their faith. Verse 6 states, But without faith it is impossible to please God. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. In verse 4, Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice. He did something. Verse 7, Noah, being divinely warned of things not yet seen, moved with godly fear, prepared an ark for the saving of his household. He did something. And verse 8, by faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to the place which he would receive as an inheritance. And he went out. He did something, not knowing where he was going. Abraham was blessed by and because of his actions. In verse 24, we read of Moses. By faith, Moses, when he became of age, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the passing of pleasures of sin, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the rewards and treasures in Egypt, for he looked forward to a reward. Action demonstrated their faith. Our actions demonstrate our faith. Do we obey God's commandments? Do we go forward and not look back? Do we yearn for our reward because of our sacrifices? And what is that reward? Is it not being granted eternal salvation? We read in Revelation 22, verse 12, "And behold, I am coming quickly, and my reward is with me, to give to everyone according to his work." To give to everyone according to his work. Verse 14, "Blessed are those who do his commandments, that they may have the right to the tree of life and may enter through the gates of the city." The actions required is the obedience to his commandments. Yes, we are justified through faith, but faith requires action. Faith requires works on our behalf to demonstrate to God our belief in his promises. Do we have faith in those promises? Do we demonstrate that faith through our actions? The Epistle of James complements the epistles of Paul and are not a contradiction. Yes, we are saved by the faith in the blood of Jesus Christ, and that faith requires action. What are we doing to demonstrate that faith?